no doubt.
Congratulations to the top three qualifiers for the 2019 Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Qualifying in third place, Max Verstappen. In second place, Valtteri Bottas. And taking the 88th pole position of his career and his fifth of 2019. And completing a sixth consecutive front row lockout here in Abu Dhabi for Mercedes, our pole sitter, Lewis Hamilton. Congratulations, Lewis. An emphatic performance by you. The car seemed to be performing well. How good was the lap?
Thank you. No, it definitely was a very good qualifying session for us. It's not been the easiest in terms of qualifying throughout the year, and it's been something we've just been chipping away at. But considering we're not developing the car currently, I think we just really tried to see what else we could pull out of the car this weekend, and it's well suited to the track, and it's been feeling good. Yesterday was a little bit difficult. I had to kind of recenter myself for today, and I think that the best thing is when you get to Q3 and you pull out two good laps. I think my first lap was, it felt special, and then the second one obviously was an improvement. So I can't complain. Just a big thank you to all the team for their continued efforts. Even though we have the title, both titles won, they continue to push and strive for better. And that's inspiring for me. So I've been doing the same thing.
It's been a while for you since the German Grand Prix, your last pole. How much satisfaction does this pole give you?
Of course, it feels longer than the German Grand Prix. And if I'm really honest, I don't even understand how I got the German Grand Prix pole. But it's been really hard, particularly as we come back from the break. And the competition has been spectacular. All drivers have been doing an amazing job. And I don't think my qualifying has been terrible, but it's just not been on, I would say, my usual standard, perhaps. And so, it, of course, it's incredibly satisfying to know that we put the work in. To end my last qualifying session with this car, which has been a real incredible journey with this car this year. So to finish off on the front row there's not a better feeling, really. Obviously, that's not even half the job done. Obviously, tomorrow we've got to battle with the Ferraris and the Red Bulls. But I think we put ourselves in the best position possible. So, incredibly happy. It's really strange because, did you say it's 88? It honestly feels like the first. I don't know why. It feels super fresh, and maybe because it's been so long since earlier on in the season. And I'm glad to finish on five poles in the year.
Well done. Thank you, Lewis. Valtteri, coming on to you. Great lap. The car seemed to improve as the session went on.
Lap was okay. I think still, felt like Lewis was a bit too quick, and I think we were slightly different with the setup as well. By the end of the qualifying, but honestly, I felt a bit more comfortable yesterday with the car overall. But obviously, for me, anything I was trying to keep in my mind was for the race, because in any case, what happens today, I knew I'm going to be starting last with my I don't know how many place crit penalty 40 or something. So I tried obviously as hard as I could. In Q2, I only did one run to save a new tire set for the race, one set of softs if needed. So, Lewis did a very good job. So, congrats for the 88th. It's a big number, massive respect for that. A weekend trying to optimize for the race because, like I said, qualifying result that doesn't really matter for me today. So. Everything we've done with the tire choices and everything, we've tried to optimize that. We've had many ideas for the strategy, and obviously it's going to be a challenge coming up from there, but I do look forward to it. I'm sure it can be fun trying to come up.
Final thoughts, Valtteri. How are you feeling? You're not sounding great.
Well, feeling better already than a couple of days ago. I've been quite ill this week since I think Monday night, so when I traveled here it got worse. But in the car, it doesn't matter. The adrenaline kicks in and you feel normal. So.
Thank you. Good luck tomorrow. Max, coming on to you. At one stage during the session, you reported suspension trouble. Was there any problem with the car?
No, it was just to check because I hit one of the orange inside, the high ones.
and just so they would have a look at it, not that it would catch us by surprise or anything.
And just tell us about your Q3 session. How good was the lap? How was the car performing?
I think the lap was pretty decent. There was not much I could do better, I think. I mean, there is never a perfect lap, but it was good. I mean, I was just driving to the limits. We just seemed to lack a bit of grip compared to them, especially they are very quick in the last sector. There are a lot of off-camera corners, and they're always very dominant here on this track. And we tried to be as close as we could, and unfortunately, we were just lacking a bit too much in that last sector. But overall, I think I'm pretty pleased, to be third in qualifying, second on the grid. Of course, I would have preferred to be there on pure pace, but for us, I think it was a pretty positive weekend.
Podium here last year. Do you fancy your chances of getting on the top step tomorrow?
Well, I guess you will always try, but you also have to be realistic. And I think Mercedes is very quick, but we'll give it everything we have tomorrow in the race.
Thanks, Max. Well done today. Let's open this to the floor. As ever, please remember to give your name and publication. First question, please.
Is the car looking good for next year?
Scott Mitchell from Autosport. Lewis, you said that it felt like it had been longer than Germany since you were on pole. Just wondered if it's sort of a weight off in any way, if it's something that you've thought about through the season, or is it a case of you get the pole now and only then you realise that, damn, it's been however many races?
No, there wasn't a worry through the season. Of course, it continued. I'm well aware that you can't win them all. And I've been extremely fortunate and done a relatively decent job over the years. But I think it's just with understanding the car and ultimately just squeezing out the best, not overdriving, not underdriving, trying to find the right balance throughout the year. And plus, obviously, we've had some great opposition opponents that are doing a great job. So, but I think Austin was the last time the car was probably able to be on the front row, which Valtteri did. But I just wasn't there. So it's frustrating when you miss those sessions. I think the same in Japan. But it's great to, as I said, these last two races particularly, I've done quite a lot of experimenting, just trying to, with my driving style and with the car, just trying to see if I can eke out a little bit more. And I think I'm closer to it. It's not 100%, but I'll apply what I've learned this year into next.
Thank you. Next one.
Christian Mehnert, motorsportmagazin.com. Question for you, Max. You said you have to be realistic tomorrow. So you're starting on the medium tire. The gap on the medium seemed to be a bit bigger than on the soft to Mercedes. It's probably going to be a one-stop race. The track is not fantastic for overtaking. Do you see any chance of getting first tomorrow?
Sounds positive. No, my lap was not fantastic on the medium. In Q3 was almost half a second, and on the medium was 6 tenths, so it's not... Not a big deal. It's going to be hard. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, but like I said, we'll try everything we can as a team, and we'll see where we end up.
Okay, next one.
Heikki Kulta, Turun Sanomat. Valtteri, with this car in this circuit, is it possible to be in top three tomorrow as well?
Everything is always possible, you know. There's no point for me to set any limit really for tomorrow. So for sure we'll have a good fighting spirit, you know, take every opportunity there will be tomorrow, and for sure there will be some. And you know, we've seen crazy races this year. Look back at 2 weeks in Brazil, you know, so anything is possible. So yeah, look forward to coming up and taking those opportunities, and most important, having fun in the car.
Another one.
Phil Duncan, PA. Lewis, yesterday, Mattia Bonotto said that you're an outstanding driver, and the fact that you might be available in 2021 to sign can only make him happy. So just your reaction to that, and whether that might give you something to think about over the winter.
Well, I didn't. This is the first time I've heard of that. I think that's the first compliment I've had from Ferrari in these 13 years.
So, it's because you're beating them.
Honestly, don't remember them ever mentioning me, ever. So, thank you, and I'll take it. Doesn't really mean anything. It's all talk, but yeah. It's nice that finally that it's taken all these years for him to recognize, maybe, but I'm grateful.
Next one.
Andreas Haupt, Automotor and Sport. A question to Lewis and Max. From what you've seen so far this weekend, do you see Ferrari as a potential threat, or are they just too weak here this weekend? And is it all in between you tomorrow then?
Oh, shit.
It was to us if we see Ferrari as a threat.
Yeah, I think their long run was good, huh? I think their long run is strong. I don't actually know where they are. Are they?
He will start third, Charles.
Okay. Yeah, that, I mean, that his Q2 run was good on the medium, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so they've obviously got pace. I think it's going to be close between us all. Not to be a negative, but I just wonder whether this track is awesome and this event is awesome, but I wonder whether it's time they did a subtle adjustment to it to make it a bit easier for us to overtake, maybe. I don't know. It's a really hard race for us to follow. We've got these great long straights, which are good.
I mean, the atmosphere is great. And
I don't know what they'll be able to change, but...
Less off-camera corners.
Yeah, maybe. Banked corners would be good.
Yeah.
Max, just your thoughts on Ferrari. Leclerc, fastest in Q2 on the medium time.
Yeah, of course he also went for a second go at it, but yeah, they will be there.
Be cool to have
And then, you know, I don't worry about it too much. You just find out during the races, isn't it? So just go to bed, sleep well, and have fun tomorrow.
Any more?
Ben Hunt from The Sun, just following up on Phil's question to Lewis there. It's all very nice compliments, but are they wasting their time being nice to you? Are you going to turn them down, or are you listening to anything which they have to say, positive, negative? Would you be interested in talking to them about your future? With regards to Ferrari, of course.
No, it's positive. What's the first part, sorry? Just... I think it's never a waste of time to ever be nice to someone. And, you know, as I said, it has been a long, long, long time. A team that I've always appreciated over the years. So I've been, you know, to earn the respect from someone from there that's obviously very high up is not a bad thing. I think they've got two great drivers as is, so who knows what the driver market's going to be doing over the next year. But if I'm really honest, I'm not really focused on that right this second. I'm trying to make sure I finish off strong. I've got this incredible group of people behind me where I am. And I feel like I just continue to owe it to them, to give my heart to them and to my energy 100% to them, particularly as I'm still in contract and negotiations haven't started yet. But I honestly don't know how the next phase of the months is going to go when it comes to contract. It's very odd that you have to do it almost a year before it ends, and it can't be done kind of towards the end, but that's just the way it goes. But we shall see.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Beatrice Zamuner, Motorlat. Question to all three drivers. Fernando Alonso earlier said that he's going to keep the door open for 2021. So what would your reaction be to a comeback of a driver of his caliber?
Lewis, let's start with you.
I'd be more just happy that I won't be the oldest here. So welcome an older dude. He can come along. But, you know, Fernando's obviously a well-accomplished driver. It's interesting to see in the past, obviously, with drivers wanting to come back, like Michael, and, you know, something you've done your whole life. So I haven't spoken to Fernando, so I don't know how he's been feeling and how much he's missed it. But I don't think it'll be bad for the sport. Ultimately, there's a lot of young kids on their way up, and there's only 20 seats. So he has also had his period of time there. But if there's no other good youngsters coming through, then there definitely is space for some that are currently here that probably could be replaced. So I would welcome it.
Valtteri?
Agree with Lewis. Nothing really to add. Same thoughts.
Max?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, Fernando is a great driver, but you should only come back.
You said something about him coming back.
Me?
Yeah.
You said I would like to see him
back and something with me.
Was that? Is that so?
You know, I beat him my first season.
But you were equal on points, wasn't it?
It was my first season.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You did a great job. Yeah. No, but he's a great driver. I think you can agree on that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. It would be good to see him, well, if he could come back, but only in a competitive car. Otherwise, I think it's just a waste of time for him. But I think he knows that himself, so.
Thank you. Okay, that's all we've got time for. Well done today, gentlemen. And a full transcript of this press conference will be available shortly at fia.com.